Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world.
Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited to bring you today's episode, which talks about faith in the unseen. And I'm excited to bring it to you today as we just think about our careers and what we have been able to create so far from what did not exist, and also thinking about what is ahead of us that we cannot see yet, but we're pushing towards. So before I really get into the episode, I want to share a woman of color in hematology for everybody else who's listening as well, that what you sense, the feeling you have, may be greater than what you can see in front of you. And if you think back to situations and circumstances in which people have said, hey, you're not going to make it, you're not going to succeed, why don't you quit? And they say that not because they are just making it up most of the time, but because they think they have objective evidence that supports their assertion. And against all odds, you said, no, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to make it work. And you've blown people out of the water again and again and again. You've done the impossible. And so I just want to encourage you to remember who you are. Remember all the things you've done that were once thought to be impossible. Remember all the times you've proved people wrong, even when you weren't trying. And recognize that that power still lies within you. And it will come again and again and again to prove people wrong. And I do want to add that your job is not to work hard in proving people wrong, but to recognize that other people do not dictate your destiny. Other people do not dictate who you are. You dictate who you are. And that is the most important thing. The game doesn't end until you say it ends. And the question is, will you say it's ending or will you keep going? Because you are the one deciding. And I invite you to step up into your place of responsibility and decide. So in today's episode, I'm talking about faith for the journey. And the reason I bring this episode is because I remember, and you may remember too, when you made this amazing decision that you were going to become a physician. So there you were, completely unknowledgeable about this whole process. But you made a decision then. You said, I'm going to become a physician. And all you knew was the end result. You knew you were becoming a physician. The exact process, you weren't sure. Yes, you knew you needed to take the MCAT, shadow a doctor or two, do some research, get great letters of recommendation. But those are not the things that make you a doctor. But you did them. And then you got into medical school and knew that you would come out on the other side as a physician, but you couldn't have imagined all the things that were happening in between. Yes, that's exactly the kind of faith I'm talking about today, is where you know the end of where you want to get to, but you don't know all the stuff in the middle. And frankly, you're not so worried about the stuff in the middle because you're just trying to make it through today. You know what the end looks like, but you're trying to make it through today. And that's been my story, and I think maybe to some extent has been yours. And you can tell me if it's been a different story for you. But even for me, in starting out in leading a research program, I knew what the end looked like. Where I was had no bearing to where I was going, but I knew what the end looked like. And I was pressing towards an end I didn't understand and honestly didn't even really know how to pull together. But there I was pushing towards it and pushing forward anyway. So I share all that to say that here we are in that same space again right now. The moment is before us. The moment that makes us feel uncertain. Here we are knowing that there's a destination ahead of us that feels big. We know it's possible because we feel it. But right now where we are, it just doesn't seem to come together at all. There's the sense of, how will this come to pass? Can I even make it through today? And so even though it's a past thing, like we've already done this before, we transformed into the physician that we are today, there's more. There's more transformation to be done. And you can feel it. There's a sense on the inside of you that there's more. And so I just want to share that you've got to lean into what you sense more than what you see. And the challenge is that the more we look at what we see, the less we believe what we sense. But I'm inviting you to turn it around the other way and instead begin to believe the thing that you sense more than the thing that you see. Because the thing that we see is limited. And in reality, it really does take us thinking about something to create it. But if we're limiting our thinking to all that we can see, then we cannot create what is not yet seen. And so our job is to close our eyes to what we can see right now because it's distracting, so that we can see the thing in our mind's eye that is coming. And I have to say that it's a very important and powerful space to be. And I'm not afraid to tell you that I think that's a space you need to be in right now. And the reason I'm not afraid to tell you is because you've done it before. And you may be listening, you're like, I'm not even a woman of color in hematology, but you've done it before. Maybe you went to high school and you knew you were going to graduate. You didn't exactly have any idea how the thing works between the decision to graduate and the actual graduation, but you did it. And maybe you went to college and you made it through. You graduated. You came out on the other side, not really knowing what all the stuff in the middle was going to be. And really, you could have failed out. So it was not a guarantee. And so I'm saying it with confidence because you've done it before on a smaller scale. Now, what I'm inviting you to do is step into the bigger scale of recognizing that there's something ahead of you that you're going into. And even though you have a sense of what it is, you don't know exactly what the final destination looks like. And you certainly do not know all the in-between. And I just want to encourage you that it's real. The thing you feel, the thing you sense, the greatness that you like, there's more. It is real. And I want you to believe it. The second thing I want you to share is that, yes, you do look like you're crazy. And it's okay. You know how in life something happens and we look around to have somebody else validate for us that it's real? It's very interesting. You just witnessed something that seemed a little out of the ordinary. Maybe a guy running naked through the street. You're like, wait, did that just happen? And you look around and you're waiting for somebody to confirm for you that you are not making it up. And to be honest, it's a great strategy. It's worked for us a lot, except when we get to the place where we are right now, many of us are right now, where we're like, okay, I've reached the end of reality. And now I'm not sure what's next. Because everything I've seen, everything I look around and understand and know, it says this should be the end of the road, but I know it's not because I haven't come to the end of the road. And so there's a sense of, I know it looks like it should be over, but it's not over. And then you look around and you're asking someone to validate for you that you are not crazy. But the challenge in this space, the space where you come to where reality ends and there does not seem to be a way forward directly in front of you, is that when you look around to have someone validate you, you can't find them that easily. Because we've passed the realm of what we can see. And we're now in the space of what we are creating. And we can see it, but nobody else can yet. They will see it, but they can't yet. And so you're looking around, you know, wait, am I crazy? And I would say by the standards of the people around you, yes, because you can see it, but they can't see it. And it's okay. Because this is exactly the place you're supposed to be in, because it's the place in which you are going to shine. It's a place in which you are going to take off and discover or create something amazing, where we've reached the end of our understanding or the logic of what's supposed to be. And all of a sudden we're like, okay, what's going to happen? It's exactly the place you're supposed to be. And yes, you're looking around wondering if someone will just validate for you that you're in the right space. And you may not find it. And I want to say it may feel like you're crazy, and it's okay. Because from the perspective of other people, you kind of sort of are. But from your perspective, you know that you are not. The third thing I want to share is that there are very few people in this world, but I will tell you that they do exist, who can validate you in that place when you're stepping out into something that doesn't make sense, creating something that nobody else believes in yet. There are very few people, but they exist. They're not in plain sight because they've got other stuff to do. They're moving a lot of things forward. They're creating the future as we speak. And if you're going to move forward, because as a human being, as human as you are, it is hard to move forward in the space where there is no validation. It is hard to move forward in the space where somebody can't stop you and say, hey, what you're doing is great. You keep going. It is very hard. And so if you're going to continue to push forward in this amazing thing that you're creating that has not yet been seen, you need to find people who will validate you. I want to advise you that they may not look like you. They may not be in the same space as you, but you can tell them when you see them, because they also are in the space of creating what seems impossible. I'm inviting you not to be discouraged. I'm inviting you not to throw in the towel and say, well, nobody else is doing this anyway. I'm inviting you to stay the course and to look for people who look like you, in the sense of the kind of spirit that they have, in the sense of the kind of attitude that they have, because those are the people who are going to encourage you. Those are the people who are going to say, yep, you are not crazy. I can't see it either, but you are not crazy, because I know that feeling. I know the feeling that something is ahead of you even when it looks like there's nothing there. And that is one of the most important invitations I'm giving to you today, is to find the few, the bold, the brave, not the Marines, or the person who will encourage you in this journey of the impossible. Because whatever you're doing is impossible. It only becomes possible after you've done it. You know, right now people are like, nope, that's impossible. She looks crazy. And then you do it and they're like, oh yeah, I guess it is possible. And she doesn't look crazy. You're on the other side of that right now. And the only way you get to push through is if you believe what you're doing, is worth fighting for. I'm telling you right now that it is. I can't see yet what you see, but I know you, or I see you. And I know that if you see it, it's because it's real. And the reason I know it's real is because you are creating it. And all I need to know is, do you see it? And if your answer is yes, then I believe you because I know you are creating it. And I'm inviting you to get up and find people who may not be in your field, may not be in your discipline, may not know anything you're working on, who can look at you and say, yeah, I don't see it, but I believe in you and your creativity. And I know this is going to be super amazing. So the first thing I am inviting you to do is to find the community that nourishes and supports you. The second thing I'm inviting you to do is to stop asking the people immediately around you for validation. Yeah, the first thing is that you got to go find the people who will validate you. And the second thing is to stop looking for validation in the wrong places. Do you know what the wrong place is? The wrong place is around you. Because the people who are surrounding you are used to a certain way of living, a certain way of thinking. And so when you look to them for validation in a way that's out of the box of the way they think, no, they're not going to give you that validation. In fact, they're going to discourage you and sometimes even judge you. Your dream is too young yet to withstand that kind of withering criticism because, to be honest, you're not even sure you see it yet. You have a sense that it's ahead, but you're not even sure it's real. And so for you to look around at the people around you and ask for validation is to put them in a tough spot. But also, it gives them fodder and ammunition to tell you that what you see is not real. And the damage that does is that the moment you begin to believe them, then you begin to create that reality. And then it turns out to be real. Don't look for validation in the people around you because they do not have the capacity to see what you see. And therefore, they don't get to judge what you see because they have no idea of it. The third thing I want to tell you is that everything you need to do to carry out the dream, to succeed in the dream, is already with you, around you, and surrounding you. Everything you need. The more you begin to look, the more you begin to find exactly what you need. But until you realize that everything that you need is immediately around you, you're not going to go looking for it because you believe it doesn't exist. And because you believe it doesn't exist, you don't go looking and therefore you don't find it and therefore you prove yourself correct. But the moment you decide that it exists, even though you can't see it yet, what you do is you activate your ability to continue to pursue until you find it. And that's why your faith matters. And I'm not even talking about faith as in, oh, are you a Buddhist or are you a Christian, or are you Muslim? I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is a knowing that something lies ahead, even when you can't see it. I'm inviting you to embrace that. I'm inviting you to embrace that. Yeah. This is real. The thing you sense, the greatness that's ahead of you, it is real. You may look at yourself right now and say, well, I am far from that picture of this person who could achieve this. And I'm saying what you see does not matter. What you know, deep in your knowing, even though in your head, logically, you may not know it, it is real. The thing you are creating is real. The thing you are doing and the impact you think it will have is real. There may be a gap today, a disconnect between what you can sense and what you see. But rest assured that that gap will be bridged because you are the kind of person who bridges these gaps. And thank you, a woman of color and hematology, for listening to me today. It is such a pleasure to talk with you and to encourage you this fine Sunday. I invite you to share this episode, please, with somebody else who needs to hear it. It's a little bit of a different episode. How can I be talking to you about the thing you sense but cannot see? But I know that you know. You have the feeling. You've done it before, and therefore you'll do it again. Thank you so much for joining us on the Heme Consults podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again the next time. Have a good rest of your day.